We saw the amazing race kick off last night in the far north of Queensland. Today, they head to the Gold Coast, and one person that we know quite well is going to be standing at the end at the pit stop with Bo Ryan. It's Olympian Emily Seebohm. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Emily, we've got to ask first up. So Tokyo 2020 got delayed last year. I'm sure that you'd prefer to be competing yourself in a high-end race rather than greeting people as they come in. Where are all the Olympians at the moment? Are you in some kind of weird state of flux?
Honestly, I think we're all just training as if the Olympics are going ahead because we don't really know, and we're kind of just like taking every new day as something different could happen in the world, something could change.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time, honestly, but yeah, I'm so focused on it going ahead that I'm just like not trying to read too much into the details of what's happening.
Yeah, fair.
Has it thrown out your whole training schedule? Now, I'm not any sort of sport expert over here, but from what I do know, you've got your 4-year time span. You're obviously pacing yourself out and you're intensifying things the closer you get. With the date of the Olympics changing, has that really shifted your training schedule?
Like last year was so different, and the date that we were told basically that the Olympics weren't going ahead was the same day we were told to return to our homes and that we couldn't train and we couldn't do gym and stuff like that. So that was pretty heavy. It was like, it's been the longest time that I've ever been out of the water since I was, in my early teens.
Crazy.
It was just so different. And so I guess it was, I think we were all waiting for a decision to be made. And we thought that that was going to be the way that they would go. But to hear it was like, I don't know, it was a bit of a shock still.
Yeah, for sure. At the moment, we are doing FebFit here on Power. We're encouraging people to get fit right throughout the month of February. Now, you're an Olympian, you're a badass, you are super fit. What is something small, something achievable that you weave into your day by day that maybe we mortals can just incorporate into our own routine?
I love being outside. I love being able to... me and my parents live on the same street, actually. We're about, 300 metres away.
That's so nice.
I know, it's so lovely. So I choose, if I'm going to go down there, that I have to ride my bike. So at least that's extra that I get to do. But I also get to enjoy a couple of minutes of silence almost and just, you know, get to ride down the street and see my mum and dad. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's just about incorporating into your daily life those little... those little things, isn't it?
Yeah.
You moved away from South Australia as a young pup. Now, how do you go with that? Are you still Adelaide girl, Emily, or is it like, I was a kid, guys, come on, I don't remember anything?
Look, I don't really remember anything, but we still do have a lot of family in Adelaide. So yeah. Half my heart is there and half my heart is in Brisbane.
Half? Oh, come on, it's not half. How heavy do we try to claim you, Emily? Like, do you find that South Australians are, clinging on to your successes?
I love it. I absolutely adore Adelaide, obviously, because I have so much family there. And I love coming down there when we have the Olympic trials are down there. So
yeah.
I'm excited to come down and to spend some time there because I do have a great time whenever I'm in Adelaide.
At the Marion Pool, it's a fine facility there.
It is.
Emily, you're standing there watching all the contestants coming in. You're greeting them. I figure that you will have some kind of catchphrase that you'll be saying to each and every one. How much small talk do you need to make with Bo while you're waiting for all the contestants to finish the race?
I love the show, so for me it was like a big dream to be there, to be on the mat, to be next to Bo. So I knew that they shoot some of the chat that you do have with Bo, and all I'm thinking to myself is, God, I hope he likes what I say. Like, I want to say something funny, so I seem like really cool. Stressing about that, but we had a great time. We had a lot of banter, so I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they show tonight because I know we did chat a lot.
We can't wait to catch up with it tonight. Leg two of the amazing race. It's hitting the Gold Coast. You'll see Emily Seabolt at the end with Bo Ryan. Thank you so much for spending this morning with us, Emily. All the best.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
South Australian, Emily Seabolt, kinda.